Two science students at MIT broke a world record last week. They shattered it, actually. Their achievement? Well, it's not exactly going to get a Nobel. We'll let them explain. Amber Van Hemmel begins.
Started with just like a pack of $2 hot dogs. We didn't have any of the rules. I didn't even cook them and just started throwing them and to see actually how hard was it to throw a hot dog.
Yep, there's a Guinness World Record for that. Around 120 feet is how far classmate Phoebe Lee lobbed a fully cooked hot dog to Van Hemmel, who caught it neatly into an open bun, a requirement for this odd record, once held by an actual NFL quarterback. And though the feat may seem random, the pair made sure to test each step.
Phoebe perfected the throwing motion after probably hundreds of hot dogs.
That is the scientific method for you employed by two STEM students. But what does the perfect hot dog throw look like? Not far off from how you throw a softball, apparently. Lee would know since she played on the MIT varsity squad alongside Van Hemmel.
We found the easiest way to throw the hot dog was to throw it end over end so that it would kind of just spin like a Ferris wheel towards Amber. And it was easier for her to catch too because it'd be spinning in one direction.
Another requirement for this strange record was the hot dog had to be cooked somehow.
Tried boiling some, microwaving some, pan searing some, like pork filled, chicken and or beef hot dogs, and really getting like a spread of different variables to see which was the optimal to actually throw.
It ended up, if you really want to know, being a Costco jumbo sausage that earned them the title. And it might just help Lee with her future plans.
I think mostly my parents just think it's really great to hold a world record, and they keep insisting to put this on my med school applications.
Lee and Van Hemmel expect to receive their official certificate from the Guinness organization in the next few months.